Mr. Crow had asked that we sign the ballots and that when I collate them, it's clear who's saying what, and then these will become part of the public record. So I'm passing them out to you now. Does anyone want to talk, have any conversation before we move to this phase? Anything any of you want to say?
I think it's pretty important we keep it still to three candidates, and I hope everyone's in agreement instead of going to four because of the large pool.
I just offered that as a possibility. There were seven or eight when we first talked. There were nine now. And just a reminder that both Mr. Prince and Ms. Sparks were on the road today and had said they would just stand by their applications. And you do have their applications in your packet if you would like to look at them again. If Mr. Crow?
Yes, the only thing that I'm trying to look forward is to how this process goes through. And as we move forward and let's say we get down to three or four, whoever has, you know, several people who have several votes and maybe some who only have one or zero, I think the intriguing thing for all of us over the ensuing next 13 days before the clock strikes midnight is that during that period of time, I don't think there's still anything that prevents anyone from bringing any of them back up. I mean, because we're sort of establishing a protocol, and I want to follow as much as we all can, but I think we've also got to realize that on this list as we move through it, I think historically, if you look at the last time this was done, even before, there seemed to be a great deal of dialogue that was going on by council, clearly, outside of these meetings, or else there's no way that decision must have came about the way that it did. And so, as one of the applicants even said tonight, that dialogue is probably good, even though it's a little more casual and not formal. I guess my point is that even if we decrease this down to three candidates, if as we move through it and it starts and the sand starts to sift, I still don't think there's anything prohibiting us from going back to any of the folks who applied. I mean, we may choose not to go back to them as a majority of council, whatever the case may be, but it's just I'm trying to figure out there's really not you made the cut and then the rest of you are completely gone, because I think I am sensing that there's at least going to be dialogue over the next, again, 13 days to see how we fill this position. I think it's good to stick to the top three, but I just think that there's a reality of life here where people could be bringing folks back up.
And I don't, Mr. Griffith?
Well, I actually thought we should have four candidates on this list based on the increase of the candidates. I think the three was premature because it was based on the number of candidates that were applying at that time. And then all of a sudden we get two, four, six, eight, now we have nine. So I was just looking almost to Mr. Crow's point, that is trying to keep this door open. And quite frankly, and honestly, I can't just pick three. What I heard today was incredible. Maybe I'll be a pirate, put down four.
Ms. Carr? So there's a couple of things that I don't quite understand, and I'm hoping for some explanation, but also when we do fill these out, would it be possible for the city clerk to read the council member's name and the votes that they place so that the public can know immediately?
Actually, I was going to do that, and okay. Then that was going to become part of the record.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So my question is, I'm assuming that today is the first set of winnowing down the field. And so I was trying to understand what my colleague Mr. Crow was saying. So if we're going to go back to that field at some point, how do we, or are we, or is this a cut, once you're eliminated, you're eliminated? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what you were saying. And
well, I think we'd have to discuss it, but I think Mr. Crow's right. We haven't set up any rules. And if we as a group are committed to come up with not an applicant, someone to appoint, I I think what I got from what Terry said is we may find in the discussion on the 25th and 26th, if we need it, that maybe there is someone who didn't make the first cut who we might be able to coalesce around. Is that what you're thinking, Terry?
Correct. And I would prefer that we be able to stick with how we've whittled it down. But I just think there's really nothing to prevent us from going back to somebody if we can't find someone else. I mean, I would tend to think we probably would choose not to do that. But there's really not nothing more than guidelines here. So, and I don't mind whether it's three or four. I honestly don't. I just think the only thing we have to say is that if we're going to do three, we're going to do three. And if we're going to do four, we all got to do four. Exactly. It doesn't matter.
Exactly, because otherwise the counting gets off.
Right.
Mr. Yeah. Jennings, then Ms. Carr?
Yeah, I would say given the time constraint, I think we should really focus on trying to narrow it down and pick that. And I think we also should let our yes be yes and let our no be no. Let's forge forward because we've got a short amount of time to make this decision. And you're right, there are some good candidates. So I think we're lucky and blessed to have a great pool to pick from. But we need to ultimately pick one, and I think going forward and looking back might even make our job more difficult. We might run out of time.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't really have to decide that tonight. If we find ourselves in a quandary on the 25th or 26th, could we then talk about it then and have a vote? Or Paulette, are you thinking we need to make that decision tonight?
Well, I didn't know whether we needed to maybe do two rounds tonight in the sense that, you know, if it wasn't clear, because since we're not ranking them or there's not an elimination, I could foresee, you know, five or so actually getting similar numbers or the same numbers. So I see we might have to do five, but I'm of the mind that once we have eliminated someone, and let's say that we don't ask the other people to come back and talk with us again, you know, we've made a decision for one reason or another. We've made a decision. We're moving on. It just seems to me that we should either eliminate them or keep the entire field open. And I'm for winnowing it down at this point.
I am too. Sorry if someone else is going to speak. I don't want to have a moving finish line. Let's let a finish line be firm.
No, from what I'm hearing from fellow council members, three is fine. If you want to stay with three, that seems to be the general consensus. The other thing I would mention, too, is this is a short window of time. If someone here is really passionate about this, then they can put their name in the hat in April and run for the office the next municipal election.
Could I ask Mr. Glickert? I think Paulette and Rod were talking about if we come up with a list tonight, that's from which the applicant would be chosen. And you mentioned three as versus four, but did you have a thought on that?
No, I changed. I'm hearing everybody here saying that three is okay. So I'll go with three.
Let's stay with three and not open it perhaps on the 25th or 26th. Okay. Mr. Smotherson.
I was just making sure I understood it. So we are voting for, well, now that I understand it, we're going to vote for three. Is that correct? Because I also did like Ms. Carr's suggestion that we have two rounds, meaning that we vote for five and then we vote for three, because that might help us in reference to dwindling it down. But I, you know what I mean? Because again, we need to look at, we've got lots of candidates. And I just look at it as though it may be hard to pick three right now out of this group. So.
Paulette?
Okay, so actually, I wasn't thinking of starting with an expanded number. I was thinking of starting with three, but I could see that, you know, we might split across four or five people that same number. And so what I'm looking at is we have 18 votes, and we have nine people. And so, you know, however you distribute those 18 votes, and so we might not be able to narrow it down to three in the first round, so we might have to go a second round.
I think we can.
With the goal of still finding three.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And that would be done tonight.
That would be done tonight.
Okay.
I mean, that's how I see
right.
it. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, now I feel how to see how the Olympic judges feel.
So I think we can do whatever we choose to do because we're, as Terry said, we have kind of a charter mention, but no rules. I guess the question would be, if we decide and need to go to a second round, which we'll know in a few minutes, would we each do one vote for, if there are five people, each of us do one and see what we come up with, or what, three more? So, because if we do three more, we may come up with basically the same five. Mr. Terry?
I guess maybe I'll be the outlier, but the only reason I would see us doing five on the first round and then three on the second is that the five, if we got to vote for five, it would sort of show us where a broader group of council may be on compromise. I'm honestly not sure I support going to five, but if you're going to five, it shows you may have a broader line of support. But then when you get down to, you're still going to get down to, I think, three. So whether we do it in two steps or one,
I don't think we need to go to five. I think the only reason we would need another round is as a tiebreaker.
Well, we'll see. Okay. So is there consensus right now? We'll vote for three, see where we stand, and then we'll decide on the next. And please sign your ballots. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to mark as I go. Rod Jennings voted for Lou Prince, John Solidar, and Carol Wofsy. Wayne Smotherson voted for Jeff Hales, Steve McMahon, and Rachel Sabatka. Terry Crow voted for Jeff Hales, Steve McMahon, and Maureen McDonald. Paulette Carr voted for Jeff Hales, Steve McMahon, and Maureen McDonald. Michael Glickert voted for Jeff Hales, Greg Pace, and Carol Wofsy. And I voted for Maureen McDonald, John Solidar, and Carol Wofsy. So right now we have a 4 and 3 threes. So should we just go with 4 the next time in the 25th? I'd rather wait. We have three members who have three, I think. Steve McMahon had three and Jeff Hales had four. Okay, so is there a consensus at the meeting on the 25th? We'll interview the four candidates voted on tonight. Is that the consensus, people? We'll interview four candidates on the 25th. Okay. Thank you all for coming. We'll adjourn this meeting at 7:39.
Forbear.
Jeff Hales, Steve McMahon, Maureen McDonald, and Carol Wofsy.
Thank you.